This is the President's Club, brought to you by S.O.S. Towing and Scrapyard and Cary St. James Street Eatery. Recently, we had a chance to speak with Alice Vervaith, the president of the Waterford Lions. Here's a chat that we had with them about their journey to the top of their clubs and why he loves doing what he does. What got you into the Lions to begin with?
So, I always like helping out people. I'm in the service industry at work. So, I was approached by a gentleman, Pete Shearer, who's at this time has passed, but he was a Lion member in Waterford, and he asked me to come out to a meeting. I thought, well, you know what? Yeah, it's a good way to see. He explained it a bit, what Lions were about at that time, and I thought, well, you know what? It's interesting. So I did went out to a meeting. Your first meeting, your meal is free and everything. So it was, yeah, it was an experience to see it. So I joined several weeks later, and yeah, it's been 15 years now.
Can you just talk about some of the work that the Waterford Lions has done over the years? So, like, if you look back, even to say your 15 years that you've been there, is there certain moments that really stand out for you that you're like, man, I was really proud to be part of that?
Well, Pumpkin Festival would be number one, I would say. Like, Lions took it over, I'm not sure what year. That was before me, just before I started. But, and we've regrown it because it was fading, and we are trying to bring it back to its and bigger and better. And I think we are succeeding. This past year was an exceptional year. Now, Pumpkin Fest is very weather, you know, related, so we had a fantastic year. So that one for sure. To go to like the schools, because a lot of money gets donated to all the schools in our area, like the public schools and the high school for the nutrition programs. We fund that. We fund the park. We do a lot for Campfire Circle, which is the old Rainbow Lake. We have a cottage there that we support. We fix. We do a lot of work parties there. So, you know, it's pretty proud to see that we give back to a lot of charities. We just had a bottle drive a little over a week ago, and we earned a good chunk of money, $1,500, which will go directly to the new hospice that is being built here in the county.
I guess what would you say to someone who's debating going and joining like a service club like this? I mean, like you said, 15 years ago, someone made like an offer to you, and like look at the journey it's brought you to now. I guess what would you say to someone who's hearing this and they're like, I don't know if I have time to be a Lion, or I'm not sure if I can do this or that. What would you say to kind of like a pitch to be like why you should give back to your community?
Well, we have a lot of newer Lions, younger Lions, which is awesome, because Lions predominantly, the clubs are a little bit on the older side because, you know, they are retired businessmen or, you know, people working. Now we are seeing much younger, youthful people coming in and like in their 40s and such, which is excellent, you know. And what helps us now, too, is we do have people that are into the internet and such. Again, I'm 60. That's not my strength, but we have several that are excellent at it. So we're growing in that way. So I would say to them, like, look, come out, enjoy a meal, see what it's about. It's good camaraderie. They're good people. They're all salt-of-the-earth people in the club, and they do nothing but want to do good for the club. Or for the community, sorry.
Thank you for coming by.
No worries, thank you.